Well, I don't know if y'all expected this, but I'm live. Sort of. Look, I haven't had the best couple of weeks. Mentally, I've been tuned out. Dead. I didn't want to believe it. Didn't want to try to acknowledge my problems, but there comes a time where after months and months and, damn it, years and years of plowing through your problems and telling them to go fuck yourself and dealing with a bunch of mini cuts and scabs that eventually turn into goddamn gashes, it's time that you sit down and you realize, dude, you gotta stop. I should have never went full bore in the car in 2019 when my mother died. And I should have taken that break I was supposed to take when my father died. Truth be told, this entire time I've been in car, it's just been a means to escape the mental state that is in my head that is telling me, dude, you're fucked. Everything is fucked. You are screwed. Just go. And all that time, I just told myself, I gotta just keep pushing. And I do this, and I hang with friends, and I do all that other crap. And it's been working, and I've been happy. But there is a problem. When I'm standing next to my father, who's in a bed, blanket over his head, dead, and I'm watching call. That's how in deep I was. And I couldn't stop. People kept telling me, you need to take a break. You need to relax. I didn't. I took, what, 3-4 days? And it didn't work. The next week on Honor Bound, or on COH, excuse me, I was cutting a goddamn promo. I was right back into the gutter again. And this ain't on anyone's fault. No one is at fault for this. But me, I should have put my foot down and said I'm done. And said I'm taking myself a break. I needed it. And you know what? Part of me was thinking that I was going to let a lot of people down. But the more I talked to people over these past couple of weeks, the more I realized no one would have been pissed. Because you can't put a goddamn timer on grief. I thought I could. Yet here I am a couple of weeks ago banging my head into a goddamn door because I went and yelled at somebody that I consider my close friend. I went and I blacked out on people and damn near burnt bridges. As a consequence, I just look at myself like a fucking idiot. But it's over. You know, I don't want to keep plowing through shit anymore. I needed the help. That's why I took my time away, and that's why I'm doing it now. I've been dipping my toe into the pool on occasion, you know, hanging in Discords and shit like that, but, you know, it's about damn time I actually went and gave myself a vacay, and that's what I'm going to do. I thank people who've been by me and who want to have my back and who've been telling me to take this break. I'm sorry I haven't done it earlier, but damn it, I'm a fucking workaholic. What can I say? And I will say this. There'll be a link posted below for a special show I'm gonna do with Dad, Beast of the East. That's still going. Because I want to do something special for Dad for his birthday. COH did a tribute show for him that was really awesome. But I never got a chance to do one for him. So I'm going to do it now. So if you want to join me up, links below the post. But until then, until March 10th. When I fully come back, and hopefully this time I'm happier and healthier, Until then, boys and girls, don't kill each other. Stay awesome, stay cool, stay great, stay humble. I'll see y'all next time. Doses.